You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Tuesday, April 18th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about how Montana's looming TikTok ban is a dangerous tipping point. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Montana lawmakers voted 54-43 today to ban TikTok from operating in the state and forbid app stores from offering it for download. The legislation is likely to become law, which would make Montana the first state in the U.S. to ban the popular social media platform, a move that could spark a constitutional battle. People who already have TikTok on their devices would not be in violation of the law, which will now go to Greg Gianforte, Montana's Republican governor. The move comes after years of amorphous assertions from the United States government under two presidential administrations that TikTok, which now has 150 million U.S. users, is a threat to U.S. national security because its parent, ByteDance, is a Chinese company. Gianforte is expected to sign the new bill into law, which would take effect on January 1, 2024. In December, he banned TikTok from Montana government devices, a step other states have taken in recent months as well. In announcing that ban, Gianforte said, "I also encourage Montanans to protect their personal data and stop using TikTok." A statewide ban is radically different from a government device embargo and general encouragement, though. It has implications for Montana residents' speech and ability to hear speech, rights protected under the U.S. First Amendment. We're under no illusions that this is not going to get challenged, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson told the New York Times on Wednesday. "I think this is the next frontier in First Amendment jurisprudence, and that's probably going to have to come from the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think that's probably where this is headed." Soon after today's vote, TikTok condemned the bill on both First Amendment and logistical grounds. The bill's champions have admitted that they have no feasible plan for operationalizing this attempt to censor American voices and that the bill's constitutionality will be decided by the courts, TikTok spokesperson Brooke Oberwetter said in a statement. "We will continue to fight for TikTok users and creators in Montana whose livelihoods and First Amendment rights are threatened by this egregious government overreach." A previous version of the bill would have required internet service providers to block connections to TikTok in Montana, a task that ISP representatives said wasn't doable. A trade association that represents companies that run mobile app stores, namely Google and Apple, also told the Montana legislature that it would be virtually impossible to halt downloads of TikTok in Montana. Google declined to comment. Apple did not immediately return Wired's request for comment. Rihanna Pfeffercorn, a research scholar at the Stanford Internet Observatory, says Montana Attorney General Knutson's assertions about a next frontier in First Amendment jurisprudence are overblown, particularly given the AG's comments during the recent Times interview. In it, Knutson specifically noted that his office was motivated to pursue a full TikTok ban after hearing protests from parents that TikTok posts included discussions of drug use, porn, and suicide. "It's clearly unconstitutional," Pfeffercorn says. He admitted the purpose was to keep people from both saying and hearing legal speech. It's an easy case. More broadly, researchers have long warned that banning TikTok is incompatible with the democratic principles of the open internet. The U.S. has consistently condemned platform blocks, content filtering, and internet shutdowns when other governments impose them on their citizens. These repressive digital tactics have been on the rise globally in recent years, yet many U.S. officials and lawmakers at both the state and federal levels have called for a TikTok ban. When ISPs and browser makers and tech companies are forced to develop technical methods to block access to networks and domains, it has very serious implications, says Joseph Lorenzo Hall, a distinguished technologist at the Internet Society, a nonprofit that promotes an open internet. It enables fragmentation of what we call the splinternet. Communications platforms are a light switch in the dark. Marginalized communities use TikTok in ways that aren't just, haha, let's do a dance. In March, TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu testified before the House Energy and Commerce Committee in a hearing that largely devolved into anxious, footloose-esque ruminations about child safety. Lawmakers repeatedly raised concerns about TikTok that could be said of any social media platform and seemed to repeatedly, if unintentionally, make the case for comprehensive national privacy legislation in the U.S. Meanwhile, even though Montana's ban will face legal challenges if passed, the very fact of its creation may embolden other states or even the U.S. government to consider paths to a TikTok ban, tipping off a chain reaction that could have profound impacts on freedom of digital expression in the U.S. and around the world. It's a maddening irony that American legislators' idea of countering China is to act more like China, home of the Great Firewall that censors its citizens' free access to the flow of information, Stanford's Pfefferkorn says. Banning a popular social media app, especially on the basis of speculative concerns, is directly contrary to the vision of a free and open internet that the U.S. has long promulgated abroad as part of our commitment to democracy. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, OpenAI CEO says the age of giant AI models is already over. Checking in on Wired Science, a morning after pill for sexually transmitted infections is almost here. And on Wired Security, the discovery of malicious encryptors for Apple computers could herald new risks for macOS users if the malware continues to evolve. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.